Hi everyone. Today we're going to do part three, or the third leg of my trilogy, if you will, of a different way of looking at success. Faith, commitment, and today's desire. We already talked about faith and how it's misunderstood when people think, like the quote in the Bible says, you know, a faith of a mustard seed, and people think it's a small amount of faith, when in fact it's the absolute opposite. It's ultimate faith. The only thing that seed can become is that plant. A mustard seed becomes a mustard plant. An acorn can only become an oak tree. And also, it has to be sealed within itself, right? You have to seal that faith inside yourself. You can't let it out. That's how it gets destroyed. And then, when it does break free, if it comes through as a sprout, it breaks free, it's very vulnerable at that moment. You know, a rain can wash it away. A hot, sunny day might burn it up. So that's why it's very vulnerable when your faith first breaks through free and you start seeing what you want to manifest in your life. So that's a little bit about faith, but you can review that one. And we talked about commitment, how very few people have commitment, right? And that we always hedge our bets. We'll give almost everything, but we'll hold a little back. So if for some reason it doesn't work, we could say, well, I didn't really try. So the few people that really experience all-out commitment have a different viewpoint. Also, with commitment comes coincidence, because when you're lined up and you have faith, then those coincidences start happening. Those random acts, you run into the person that can help you or give you the proper help to get you to where you need to be. And this all links back to desire. It's kind of like three legs on a three-legged stool, or they're the sides of a triangle. They all need to be there. So we talk about desire. Desire is greatly misunderstood. And one of the things that begins to happen is we think of desire as something bad, having desires. And all your desires are God-given. What if we look at it differently? What if all your desires, the ones that come to you, especially the ones out of nowhere, what if they're the universe, the higher power, God, if you will, wanting to experience this through you? What if that is really what those desires are? The universe wants to, or God, if you will, wants to experience driving the nice car, living in the beautiful house, having the great relationship, good food, beauty, art, everything. It can only experience it through you. And it doesn't matter how many people get it. Each experience will be different. I always use the analogy of six of us went out for gourmet dinner, and we all had the exact sort of gourmet dinner cooked at the same time by the same chef. We'll have six different experiences. So the universe, the collective unconscious, experiences it six different ways. So we could all drive that car, we could all have certain things in our lives, and yet it's a different experience for the universe to add to its collection. The same with, there's a saying that nothing is neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. So you have a natural desire, whatever it is, it kind of comes to you and you want it. It's usually outside voices that start saying that's a bad desire, that's this, and you shouldn't think that way. So that's just desires in general. So we need to nurture our desires, especially those ones that just come to us out of nowhere sometimes. It's like, whoa, I want this, whatever it happens to be. Because when it's your desire, that can lead to the commitment to work toward it and even have that faith, really plant that seed of faith, because it's your desire. When it's someone else's desire, it's why you see kids go to college and their parents' desires for them to go to college or go to medical school or experience something, but it's not the kids. Well, they don't have the commitment, the follow through, the effort it takes to do it. And so since there's no faith, there's no commitment, there's no real desire, those coincidences don't line up. As opposed to when you have the correct ones, those coincidences just pop out of nowhere. So what I want to talk about again is the idea of desire. Now, when you think about desire, so you have this desire. Well, in the Bible, and I know a version of the same quote is in other spiritual texts, and sometimes spiritual texts are more like psychological metaphors for how your mind works, how things work. Instead, people take them somehow literally. When if they're more of a metaphor, they would work even better. But in it says that you should neither add to the word I'm commanding you or subtract from the word. And if you do, plagues be upon you, all this other stuff. So if you look at it that way, what does adding to the word mean? Or what is subtracting from the word? Well, to look at it differently, it's not just the commandments. It's not anything like that. What about, it's just about your desire. So you get a natural desire. That's God speaking to you personally. It wants to experience this. And so to subtract from it means you go, I'm going to settle for less, right? So you really want, since I'm a guy, I always use cars. You really want a top of the shelf that sports BMW, but you accept a Mazda or something. I don't care. But I mean, not that this is not a good car. And some people have the desire for that car. But by you settling, you're taking from the word. You're settling. Right? It's also, and then people can make you feel guilty for it. That's where society, which a lot of the rules and regulations were set by the people wanting to control. And if they can convince you that your reward is in the afterlife, don't desire for things of the flesh or the or goods or all the good stuff, because you'll get it in the afterlife. And then, unfortunately, it still works to this day, even though usually the people that are saying it already have everything that they want. But if you take from it, you're settling. And not that if you do get something, you're moving toward this multi-million dollar home and you get a really nice home. Well, it doesn't mean that you can't celebrate it, be grateful for it, thank the universe, thank God for it. But you realize it's a stepping stone. It's not the roof. It's a floor of the house you're building. So that's the paradox. But you rejoice in what you got, and then you get more of it as you go toward the goal, whatever it happens to be. So that's kind of taking from the word. And adding to the word would be saying how this must come to pass. So you want to develop a thriving business, and you don't know how to do it yet, but you think it has to happen this way, whatever it is, give the talks, run ads, do whatever it is. And you lock into that. That's the only thing you'll consider. Well, you shut off the mysteries of the universe. And all the spiritual teachings talk about, you know, the ways of God, you know, God moves in mysterious ways. The ways of the Lord are beyond our knowing. And so that's where the coincidence start coming in. If you're locked into this direction, you will not even look at these other directions. I remember someone that was into this, we were talking about this, and this was a couple of years ago when I first really got into this again and started to really understand it. And they wanted to build this nice big six-figure practice, but they wanted to do it without advertising. So their desire was to build a nice, secure six-figure back practice without advertising. And they just, that was their desire. They put it out there. They were nurturing it. Now, when you have that, the reason you can't let it out is people will destroy your desire. They'll make fun of it. They'll tease. And of course, this person said it to a couple of people. Oh, you can't do that. You got to advertise. You got to do this. You have to do that. And so it wasn't nurturing. When it wasn't working. So as they started to get some clients and their practice started building, that's when they knew just keep quiet. Don't let other people know, because sometimes the people that you think will support you will be the ones that will rip your dream out by the root, if you will, right? That will burn it up in the sunshine rather than support you. Well, this person was nurturing it, working toward it, doing a couple other things we'll talk about you know, how to create a manifesting command. And what happened was they ended up getting interviewed for a newspaper article. And the way it happened, it was a coincidence. They put it out there. They were committed. They knew it was going to work. They had faith. So they're trucking along this thing. Suddenly a coincidence. They ran into somebody and said, you know, my friend's a writer for the newspaper, a stringer. So they just write articles. And they're always looking for interesting articles. This would be interesting. And so they gave him the card. Now, then they took action on the commitment. That's the other key to all this faith, commitment, desire to get to coincidence. When the coincidence happened, you have to have the faith to take the action. And if your desire is strong enough, you will. Of course, this person didn't even hesitate, made the phone call before they left. The person was interested. They met. They wrote a beautiful little article that went in the newspaper. As we all know, if you've ever had a practice or any business, positive press is the best thing you can get. Well, not only that, then it led to the person being interviewed for the local TV station, which, of course, led to more success. And then they end up getting on a local radio station to be interviewed. And couple of radio stations. Well, one of the radio personalities liked them so much, they became a semi-regular on the radio station. And that person would talk about this person and their practice without ever paying for it. So boom, they went from this within a couple of weeks to having the article in the newspaper, got on the TV, then they have the radio. Then they have the practice flowing, doing some things. Then if they chose to, they could pump money in to keep it going through advertising and through more traditional means. So that's what, and it was their true desire to build a practice without traditional advertising or doing the rubber chicken circuit of trying to speak. And so that's what the desire is. What are your desires? You know, Shakespeare said, nothing is good nor bad except thinking makes it so. So if you remove your judgment and just think, I wonder where this desire comes from, whatever that is. And if it's truly your desire, it's easier to get the commitment to go do it. You know, when it's your desire to get in shape because you want it, not because you know it's right or you got something you got to do, or that'll only work temporarily. When it's your true desire, that'll give you the commitment to work out when you're tired, to go in the morning, to go in the evening, to go just push, eat right, do the things you need. You have the faith, you develop the faith, it will begin to manifest. That's why this thing becomes like the infinity loop, right? Each one feeding the other and constantly feeding back on itself. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about faith, commitment, and today, desire. So review these recordings. They're always fun. It's something for me to talk about. Begin to think about how you can use this in your personal life, in your professional life, in every aspect. So I'd like to thank you for sharing with me. Please share this information. Share the podcast or the YouTube to as many people as possible. This kind of information needs to be out there, because we dream of having a better life. And it's not our fault we don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. And we know that there's an answer. We know there's a way. We also know there's a group of people that profit from our suffering. They've got us focusing on things that aren't that important. So they profit from keeping us in that misery. And I know that you, like me, understand that when you break free of it, then you need to share that information. And so this is our purpose, our passion, our mission. So feel free to share the podcast, share the YouTube, share articles, things, anything I have out there to help wake up the world. So I'd like to thank you, and I'll see you more later as we trudge the road to happy destiny.